Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest slaughter hog markets today are called mostly steady, but some firm tones are seen as well on ideas that packers may want or need to buy additional hogs. Terminals are called mostly steady, with tops from $41 to $46. Peoria called steady today, with a top price of $41. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, February 9th, negotiated swine purchases were 8,718. The base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis, the range was 58.50 to 69.01, the weighted average 64.64, a gain of 70 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 44.89 to 54.75, the weighted average 51.40. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 10,088. The base price range was 56.25 to 68.25, the weighted average 65.12, a gain of 35 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.82 to $54, and the weighted average was 51.54.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, if I heard you right off the air when we were chatting earlier today, it looks like hog movement may slow to a stop in the next 24 to 48 hours.
I think so. We're going to have some problems with the weather. We're going to have snow and then we're going to have a lot of wind. And of course, you know, that's not a good combination. And the forecast is that there a lot of snowfall may occur. And that's going to create a lot of problems in the countryside once the wind kicks in. It only takes a couple inches of snow to really mess things up in the countryside. Even an inch of snow at times can cause whiteout conditions and bring travel to a standstill. But over a large swath of the Midwest, including across central Illinois and northern and central Indiana and parts of Ohio, looks like a general 6 to 12 inch snowfall is on the way, and that will affect things tomorrow night into Wednesday. Some lake effect snows in northern Indiana through the latter part of this week as well. I think for most of us, though, it's just one big snow. For the Champaign-Urbana area, for example, midnight tonight until noon tomorrow is when the bulk of the snow will come, but even some light snow lingering tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, and we may even get a few snow showers Wednesday. That's something to certainly consider. So we'll be keeping our eyes on that. The winds are going to pick up overnight tonight. They'll be strongest tomorrow into tomorrow evening, but stay rather strong tomorrow night, and we'll be blowing at a decent clip even on Wednesday, and mainly out of the north by that time. So the east-west roads will be most affected. Now, tonight into tomorrow, they'll be out of the northeast. So that will affect both north-south and east-west roads. But it does look like we are going to have some definite problems with travel. And behind this system, with the thick snow cover and another blast of Arctic air coming in, looks like temperatures at night are going to go below zero for a couple nights, and daytime high temperatures are only going to be in the 10 to 15 degree range for a couple days. But it does look like there's a warm-up, and for a while now I've been asked, when is this all going to end? When are we going to have a big change? And the models right now are indicating that next week we'll start our significant warming trend, and it looks like by the middle of next week, if the models hold, and of course that's a big if when you look out more than a week, and I want everybody to realize that we do see a lot of changes in the model forecast when you're looking out that far in advance, but we still look that far in advance because you want to know at least what the possibilities are. And the possibilities right now for the middle of next week to the latter part of next week is the chance of rain. And it could even be heavy rain by the time we get to the end of next week. But that is so far out there. Right now we have to contend with the big snow and also the blowing snow that's going to occur. Winter storm watches are in effect, or warnings, for almost all of northern and central and parts of southern Illinois and Indiana, starting tonight and continuing through tomorrow evening. Now, it's still just a watch for northern Indiana and also portions of southeastern and east central Indiana. The rest of the areas are under warnings, including even parts of extreme northwest Indiana. Now, far southern sections of the two states will get mostly rain. Far northern Illinois will be far enough north that there's just a snow and blowing snow advisory in effect, as less snow will fall, but the wind will still be a factor there. So all of the two-state area under some sort of warning or watch, except for the far south and the extreme northern parts of Illinois. And in the WILL severe weather coverage area, there is a winter storm warning in effect from 6 p.m. this evening until midnight Tuesday night. I think the heaviest snow is actually going to come from midnight tonight until noon tomorrow, with the strongest winds tomorrow and tomorrow night. So the worst travel period will be from after midnight tonight through tomorrow night. But even on Wednesday, it's still looking rather iffy for getting out and about. That's a look at the growing areas for this morning. We didn't really touch on too many this morning, as we're just focusing on this winter storm. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat open at 484 3/4, down a quarter last trade up one. July 498, down a half last trade unchanged. March wheat at the Board of Trade open at 462 1/2, up 1 1/4 last trade up 1 1/4. July 483 1/2, up a half last trade up a quarter. March corn open at 406 1/4, unchanged last trade up 1 3/4. July 424 1/2, up a quarter last trade up 1 3/4. December 398 1/2, down 3/4 last trade up 2 1/4. March beans open at 748 1/4, down 1 last trade down 3/4. July 777 3/4, down 3/4 last trade down 3/4. November $8 3/4, down 1/4 last trade up 1/2. March soybean meal open at 218.60, up 70 last trade up 10. March soybean oil open at 30.38, up 4 last trade down 4. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Trade tried to take this market down overnight in the corn pit, but we ended up on the positive side. We see follow through today.
I think the corn will see follow-through early on, but I still see the corn as somewhat range-bound right now, Dave. The spec fund has got record length in both corn and beans as far as that's concerned. They liquidated most of what they had in the wheat pit, but I think that this market today is still struggling for direction from here. We've made a big run, gotten up to $4. I think they tend to think that $4 is enough to buy the needed corn acres in until we can get something that gives them a little bit more excitement to move this thing one direction or the other from here. So I'm going to go with a better opening, but I won't be surprised to just come back and trade both sides on the day. Our outside markets are a little bit easier this morning with last I saw crude oil was trading down over a buck. It's 84 cents right now. You're down roughly 3.5 cents in the heating oil, 2 cents in the RBOB. So I tend to think this market will struggle to have a big move to the upside and could easily try to backpedal just a little bit in the sideways pattern.
So the question then I have for you is, are Wednesday's baseline projections to be released on Wednesday afternoon by the chief economist's office factored into the marketplace?
I would assume that they're somewhat factored in there, Dave, because I don't think they're going to make any big changes. I think the big one that we'll look for is the Ag Outlook meeting on March 1 and 2 to see what kind of direction they give us. And we'll continue to see numerous estimates out here. Of course, acres are still the major thing. What do we plant in corn and beans?
Turn your attention to the wheat in a downtrend for, I don't know, 13 weeks or thereabouts, continuing that way.
Led by whatever happens to corn and beans. You know, if the corn market can get its feet and make another run up to the 450 level, you're going to drag the wheat with it. But ultimately, I see the spread between corn and wheat continuing to narrow because we need to drive wheat into a feed ration is what we need to do. And I think that happens before it's over with.
And very quickly, the call's over at the Merck today.
Well, the hog market, to me, is getting a little overdone. I think it's due for a little bit of a setback. The cash has been really strong. And this week, with this winter storm moving in, we probably keep the cash strong. So I think if we can get a pop up here a little bit further, you step out and get a few hedges in place on hogs. But don't get carried away because we still need to run hogs higher levels down the road. I just think they're overdone for near term. Cattle market probably has run its course. It made a big run there late last week. So I tend to think the cattle market's actually going to back off some.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. You're listening to WILR Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.